Thank you for calling customer service. Vanessa speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling in regards to a account that was canceled. I was due a refund, and I had my bank cancel the charge or do a charge back, but then you guys requested that be canceled, and so you guys can process my refund. Anyways, I have my bank on the line right now to confirm that the chargeback was closed.
Okay, sir, I can look into that for you. Can I have your zip code, please?
89113.
891138?
Mm-hmm. No, 89113.
And can I have your first and last name, please?
It's Flaubert Bonus.
Sorry, can you repeat that again? You were going a little too fast for me. I'm sorry.
Flaubert Edmonis.
Okay. And Mr. Edmonis, can you please verify your mailing address for me, please?
8025 West Russell Road, apartment number 2065, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113.
Okay. One moment for me, Mr. Edmonis. Okay, I see here, Mr. Mones, that on January 12th, 2021, you ordered the ketogenic fat burner and the advanced toxic cleanse.
I did not order those items, so that's why we are doing a refund. Quickly, though, I have the other rep on the line. Now, I don't want to keep her on hold. I just want to let you hear her confirm the chargeback that I had was it's closed, so you guys can process the refund. Do you mind if I go ahead and merge the call?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
Hello, so this is Vanessa with customer service.
Hold on. Let me get back to it. Ma'am, you there?
I am here.
Okay, so I got the creditor on the other line who's going to be processing my refund. I just want you to confirm to her that the claim number which I just gave to you has been closed at their request so they can proceed with my refund.
Okay, ma'am, what is your name?
Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa, my name is Marshall with the Prepaid Claims Department at Bank of America, and this call is being recorded and monitored for calling and training purposes. And you're requesting for me to tell her that, I'm sorry, repeat what you asked again?
Sure. I just want you to confirm with her that the claim number, which I just gave you for the amount of $193.92 for those two charges, I have chosen to cancel the chargeback request, so they may go ahead and proceed with refunding my account from their end instead of the chargeback.
That is correct.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 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 Is there any other information you need from B of A, or should we go ahead and continue to go without her being on the line?
Okay. Well, we could go ahead and start that refund, sir.
Okay. Okay, Rep from B of A, thank you for confirming that information. I will go ahead and continue to call with the creditor.
Okay, thank you for calling Bank of America. You both have a great night.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right.
Mr. Amors, one moment for me, please.
Sure.
Okay, Mr. L. Morris?
Yes.
Okay, one moment while I get this situated for you to transfer you to the fraud department, okay?
Okay. Now, before you do transfer me, I mean, you are confirming that you have spoken with my bank.
Yes,
that they have closed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And one more thing, too, as well, just so you know, I meant to ask you that question while I had her on the phone with you, and that was that when I did initiate the chargeback request, it did cancel the card that I use to make the purchase. Is that going to be an issue? Can we still refund it still? Or I mean, I still have an active account with them. I have a new card with them.
Yes, sir. Because so, once they do, once you cancel that account, but as long as you still have that bank account, you can always receive refunds in there, but you can't receive, won't let them be able to come out of that, off of that card.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Okay, one moment for me, Ms. Amos. Okay, one moment, Mr. Morris, while you're here, a moment of silence, and thank you again for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you.